This past week, the TV networks held the big splashy New York events they call the upfronts, where they try to sell their new shows to advertisers. NPR pop culture correspondent Linda Holmes says this year, one of the network's big strategies is selling you what you've already bought.
Broadcast television is distracted at the moment by a little problem: survival. They are trying hard. They are trying live musicals like Fox's presentation of Grease. Summer loving had me a blast. They're trying things that sound like I made them up, like American Ninja Warrior on NBC or ABC's My Diet is Better Than Yours.
My plan is called the Wild Diet.
Called the Wellness Smackdown.
Superfood Swap Diet.
And one of the things they'll be trying this season is familiar in the movie industry that brought you the Harry Potter octology and the movie based on the Angry Birds. And that's what they call IP. IP in networkese means intellectual property. Here it means building your new stuff out of old stuff. NBC already had the Chicago universe of super producer Dick Wolf, who also created all the Laws and Orders. Chicago Fire, Med, PD. Now they're adding Chicago Justice. The Blacklist is being expanded to the Blacklist Redemption, and there will be an Arnold Schwarzenegger version of Celebrity Apprentice.
Hasta la vista, baby.
To replace the old Celebrity Apprentice, which was an extension of the original Apprentice, which lost its host to some other crazy competition show.
You're fired.
It goes on and on. If you liked people breaking out of prison on Prison Break, Fox will give you the same people breaking out of a new prison. But you don't have to have all the old pieces in place. The season will bring a new round of 24 without Kiefer Sutherland and a Lethal Weapon without Mel Gibson. There's a TV prequel to Taken without Liam Neeson and a sequel to Training Day without Denzel Washington. Other shows are raiding the Archie comics, Romeo and Juliet. There's even a sequel to the 80s action series MacGyver.
Anyone have any bubblegum? And a Q-tip?
Not all of these are what you might expect. NBC's upcoming drama Emerald City is built on the Oz books, but they say it involves a bloody battle for supremacy. So when the tagline says, "Say goodbye to Kansas," you shouldn't hear, "Say goodbye to Kansas," but "Say goodbye to Kansas." Still, in fairness, you never know where the big idea is going to come from. In the fall of 1972, CBS borrowed from a movie that had borrowed from a book and made MASH, and that worked out. Linda Holmes, NPR News.